Your radio's in the right place. You're tuned to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Although many Texas students are on spring break, as we took to the airwaves, students in Houston, Dallas, and San Antonio were planning on participating in student walkouts to protest gun violence. If we hear during the broadcast how things have been going, we're going to bring that to you. The Trump administration announced over the weekend that it's going to launch a school safety commission to explore ways to strengthen school security in the aftermath of that high school shooting in Florida. KUT Austin's Claire McInerney reports now on what Texas already does in terms of school safety and what might happen next.
The federal commission, chaired by Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, will look at policy and funding options to increase school security. But here in Texas, school security is something many schools have in place. After the Columbine school shooting in 1999, Texas started the School Safety Center, based out of Texas State. This organization helps schools around the state prepare for different kinds of disasters, like weather events or acts of violence. Joseph McKenna is the center's associate director for research and education. He says with something like a school shooting, the center promotes a few options for schools to improve safety.
You limit the amount of access points to a school. Right? It could be working with your local county law enforcement. It could be, you know, the Marshall program. It could be arming staff. You know, we have districts across the state that use all of these different measures.
McKenna says every community will have different needs. Some, where police response times are fast, might feel more comfortable without arming educators. But rural parts of Texas, where response times are slower, might gravitate toward that option. Arming teachers is one of the top suggestions President Trump and congressional Republicans are considering. But again, it's something already being done to some extent here in Texas. The school marshal program allows educators to get trained and certified to carry a gun in the classroom. Austinite Robert Ferrargo runs a website called The Truth About Guns. He says arming teachers is the best way to stop an active shooter in a school.
And that threat has to be eliminated by force. Now, the police showing up, that's great. But people who are on the site, if they have a firearm, they can do a lot to reduce the amount of carnage being created.
Two Texas Republican congressmen are also part of the national discussion on next steps to protect schools. Senator John Cornyn has a bill to strengthen background checks for people buying guns. Representative Roger Williams proposed one that would create grants to help schools pay for better security. Austin Congressman Democrat Lloyd Doggett doesn't support either bill.
Bills like that of Senator Cornyn and Representative Williams is really an excuse and a political contrivance to avoid taking bold action that's needed to confront the National Rifle Association.
He wants to see Congress pass laws that create more comprehensive background checks, funding for community health programs, and a ban on assault rifles. I'm Claire McInerney for the Texas Standard.